Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert.
So Violetta and her dad are in an argument. The former owner of Little Bucharest, he used to, when somebody's birthday, like to bring out like a free dessert.
Yeah.
Violetta's like, they don't want a free dessert. They'd like, you know, 5% knocked off their bill for the drinks they had. That's what they want. And the debate raged on.
Mm-hmm.
Whip wants to take Charlie Puth to his favorite sushi restaurant, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
That's what it's called, right? Chaka Khan?
Got the feel for you. Oh, yeah.
All right, so Whip takes his Charlie Puth to Chaka Khan.
This is playing the entire time when you go there, too. Adds a little spice.
And they give him the option of $5 off their sake or free mochi balls at Chaka Khan. Bow, 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 bow. All right, anyway. given that choice, Jay, a free dessert or money knocked off the bill, which would you choose?
Well, A, you go with the free dessert. You go there with a predetermined amount. You're, you know, expecting to spend 23 on top of it is good. But I will say, even better than that, Violetta's dad still helps out at that new place that took over.
Uh-huh.
And on your birthday, he pours alcohol into your mouth out of his satchel.
Oh, wow. So you've been there and seen Bronco pour booze out of a satchel?
I live two blocks away, so we frequent Meat Mole's. Delicious, by the way. And he will come out and just start pouring it into your mouth.
Yeah, he's been doing that since I was a little kid. And
So somebody took over Little Bucharest.
Yeah, it's a Mexican restaurant now, Meat Mole's.
Oh, okay. I thought he said E. coli. I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, no, and it's not E. coli. Just like your sushi restaurant is not Chaka Khan. and so he walks around pouring booze out of a satchel into people's mouths?
So my dad is having a hard time retiring, so he just still shows up.
So he showed up at the Mexican restaurant and said, hey, I used to own this place. You guys need some help?
Yeah, so he's there, and
does he pour tequila?
No, so, well, it used to be Romanian plum brandy, like it was the like, Serbian, Romanian, Suica, but now I don't know. Maybe it is tequila.
Can you find out, please?
I will.
Can you get a picture of your dad with his satchel of booze?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got a choice, Melanie, between a free dessert or money knocked off the bill. Or, you know what, I'll throw in a third option. Bronco showing up with a satchel of booze. Which would you choose?
Well, the satchel of booze sounds fantastic, but I'd go with the money off the bill.
Money off the bill. All right, we got one dessert.
Yeah.
We got one money off the bill.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Why'd you settle on that answer?
You could use that money you saved to get a dessert you wanted
that
you knew you'd like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let
well
the people thought
out.
Choose.
Well thought out. All right, it's tiebreaker time. We go to Whitney. Whitney, you've got a choice, a free dessert or a money knocked off your bill. Which are you choosing?
I'm going money knocked off the bill because, like Violetta said, I might not like the option.
Right, right. What if they said, we'll leave the money on the bill, but Bronco will stand next to your table during the whole meal, and anytime you need a drink, his satchel is ready to pour it right in your mouth?
I'd take that.
Me too, yeah.
Back before COVID days, he used to also, like, pull the girlfriend's chair out, like, almost, like give her a lap dance.
He was doing, like, a stripper?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was a bachelorette party?
Yeah, he'd be like, I get her hot for you. And
You.
He would say that to the boyfriend or husband.
My.
It was so awkward to watch your dad do this.
Yeah, I would have had to leave.
I get her hot for you? Why did I not go to Little Bucharest more?
You should have.
Good God.
It was a freak show.
We got to get that place open again.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Today's Eric in the Morning list, a survey of 2,000 people by somebody called Vitamin Angels. the top things people have done to cheer themselves up in 2020, watching favorite movies, eating favorite snacks, going for walks, cuddling pets, baking cookies, blah, blah, blah. You have chosen what at number 3 to cheer yourself up this year, Victoria?
Buying things online.
That is a very, very popular answer.
I agree.
Very nice.
Man, oh man, Amazon is killing it, and UPS can hardly keep up.
A little retail therapy.
The UPS guy the FedEx guy, the Amazon delivery guy, all of them showed up at my house like 7 times yesterday.
Yeah. You're like, what did I order? I don't even remember.
I'm going to invest in a cardboard company, a corrugated company.
Good idea.
I think that's where all the money is. All the money's in corrugated right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Number 2, Julie, to cheer yourself up.
I clean out a cabinet.
Oh. Cleaning out a cabinet makes somebody feel great.
It does.
The Purge, as we like to call it, which is a movie that you should not watch if you're trying to cheer yourself up.
No, not right now.
And finally, in at number 1, Patrick feels better when...
I open a good bourbon and play with my ferret.
Play with my ferret.
Oh,
that is
God.
Not even slang. You
know.
Have a ferret? What's the ferret's name?
Johnny B.
Johnny B. Like the old morning guy.
Yeah, right.
Like the old morning guy.
What, is that who you named him after? Yeah.
Somewhere down the road 20 years from now, somebody's going to be going, hey, what's your ferret's name? Somebody's going to go, Eric.
Eric the ferret.
Almost rhymes, kind of.
That'll be great. I've always wondered about ferrets and ferret owners. Are ferrets cuddly creatures? Do they want to sit down and cuddle with you?
Some are mean, some scratch, but this one is very playful and... You know, you wake up in the morning and it's under your sheets with you, and it just runs the house. It's not in the cage. It just runs wild.
I don't know how I feel about a small furry object running around under the sheets when I'm waking up.
It's called the 80s.
Yeah, I'm going to have to adapt to that a little bit. Wow. Patrick, a little bourbon and a little quality time with the ferret. 312-233-1019. Hey, Ann.
Hello, good morning.
So when I'm having a Zoom meeting, I have to go into my basement closet next to the luggage to get a clean signal. How about you?
I have to go out on the deck.
Oh, man.
It's kind of cold right now.
Oh, man.
That's true.
I put a scarf and a hat and gloves on, and it's because I have birds.
Inside the house as opposed to outside?
Inside the house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They're free-flying. They're nosy. They're noisy.
So the wildlife outside is actually quieter than the wildlife inside.
Yes.
You can do that? Have free-flying birds in your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they trees?
What kind of birds are they?
The biggest one is a green-wing macaw. She's 3 feet tall.
Uh-huh. 3 feet?
Yes. Pardon me?
And she'll just come swooping through the living room whenever she feels like it?
That's like a six-year-old.
Wow.
She's three feet tall?
Wow.
Yes. Nosy, and she loves selfies.
Oh, well, who doesn't?
Watching the screen.
She's got her own Instagram page. When a bird has to do what a bird has to do, usually sometimes, you know, they're flying overhead and out in the wild, they tend to drop it on me. Where does she drop it?
No, they're potty trained. She has a potty spot in her cage. She does, yes.
So she knows to fly back out of the living room, over to the cage, drop her business, then fly back in.
Or walk, yes.
She walks around.
Are you sure this is a bird?
Wow. Oh, my God. This is wild.
Can you send us a picture of her? What's her name again?
Cleo.
Can you send us a picture of Cleo? I would love to see this bird.
Sure, I will.
All right, hold on. We're going to get a way to get that done.
That is
impossible. The woman's got a bird flying around her house.
She's potty trained.
I would put Cleo, the 3-foot potty trained bird, in every one of my Zoom meetings if I had one.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
It probably was a big hit for a while, and then they couldn't accomplish anything. You know, like us on our Zoom meeting.
Right, so what, Ed?
We don't even have birds, and we can't accomplish anything.
Exactly.
To find out what everybody's talking about, I almost stole some of Violetta's trending on Twitter content.
Yes, you did.
But I let it go.
Yeah, you did. I think it's fine.
Here we go at number 3.
Hashtag Godmother is trending right now, and it is right up my alley. It's a new holiday version of Happily Ever After, starring Isla Fisher and Jillian Bell. It's going to be able to be watched on Disney Plus if you're interested, and it looks really good.
What's it called?
It's called Godmother.
Godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me write that down on the list to miss.
To miss?
Godmother.
No. Right. Isla Fisher is my favorite.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Chris Pratt finds himself in the middle of another hostile Twitter war, this time because he's not Jack Black. Twitter is bizarre. First, he was Hollywood's best Chris, then worst Chris, and now he's just not Jack Black, and they're mad at him for not being Jack Black.
I don't think I understand what that even means.
No, but maybe Chris Pratt just stay off stuff for a while.
Well, he is.
Huh?
He's not on it.
Oh, it's not even him.
No.
They're arguing about him?
No. Yeah, just Twitter just started this,
Twitter likes to antagonize Chris Pratt, and he's such a nice guy.
Everybody seems to love him. I don't get it, but...
Yeah, it's very strange.
Very weird.
All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag FloB trending as George Clooney teaches Jimmy Kimmel how to use one. George says that he's been cutting his own hair with a FloB for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole story.
He's got that kind of hair, though, George does, that he can do that. Like, it doesn't... It goes the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It doesn't change. Like, if it grows out, it just kind of grows out this way, and
you can
just bring
just
it back
in. Trim it in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever used a Flo-B?
No.
I've always, first of all, my hair may look like I use one, but I've always just thought it would be like a hilarious joke if you actually vacuum cut your own hair.
You know, that's what I think, too, a hilarious joke. Then I look at George Clooney's hair, and I go, well, his hair looks better than mine. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It makes Morning Mind better. I wonder if you could bet on this. I bet you could. I bet you could bet on this. New study says blank players peak in their 30s.
Hmm.
Players of what? I've been giving you clues over the past 10 minutes or so. Very topical right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very, very topical. Holly?
Pro basketball player.
Basketball players. No.
Probably a little sooner than the 30s for them, but I don't know.
Appreciate that. Maggie, blank players peak in their 30s.
Hockey?
No. No. Again, I'm giving you clues.
Oh,
yeah.
So you say.
Have you heard this played at a basketball game or a hockey game? Or
I know. I'm trying to think.
Something very topical right now.
I know what the hint is, but I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, same.
Something that's consuming people.
Okay.
Players peak in their 30s if they play what, Anne?
Chess.
Exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
How did you
get
any clue about the
British,
Queen's Gambit?
British. Queen's Gambit.
You're playing
chess.
Christmas music.
That's not Christmas. That's British.
I was thinking horn players.
Tell her what kind of music that was, Anne.
British.
Thank you.
Sounded Christmas.
Every
to me.
Time we play Harry Styles, I play the British music. Thanks for being on the show and paying attention.
Yeah,
I just didn't
maybe
know that
turn
was
off
British.
The Selena Gomez in your headphones once in a while.
See, now I don't fault Violetta because I'm sitting there trying to pick out a specific instrument from the like Rule Britannia song.
I also gave the clue, right, Anne? Very topical right now. And over the past 3 days, we've talked about no less than 6 different times.
Right.
Violetta watching Nothing But the Queen's Gambit.
I do.
Right. Or sometimes you think too hard.
Me?
Think easy.
Yeah.
Think easier. Don't go into, oh, God, what is this music? The fourth string that I believe is a harp.
Right.
I believe a harp, so I would tie a harp in somehow with... Don't overthink it.
You
keep
screwed
it on the
me.
Base level.
You screwed me up because, or I screwed myself up. The first thing I thought of before you even gave any clues or anything was, I'm like, piano players? I'm like, no, that wouldn't be it. And then we get into the music thing. I'm like, oh, maybe it is music related. Yeah. So anyway, overthought.
Players, blank players. Chess players peak in their 30s. A new study found the chess player reaches his early 20s and starts to really hone his or her skills. Scientists observe a rapid increase in skill level after that. The skill curve slows down, forming a plateau sometime around the age of 35. You peak close to the age of 40, and after 45, you're a disaster.
Mm.
Do you think you've peaked already?
I don't know how to play chess.
Oh, I just meant in life.
Oh. Without question. Without question. Yeah, but from a standpoint of being able to do something that everybody else does, I mean, I never learned how to play chess.
I learned, but I don't remember. I mean, I played for a little brief period of time. I used to play with my aunt for a while, and then that just kind of stopped. And
could
I
it be if they set a chess board out in front of you? Could you play right now?
I don't think so. I remember thinking it was weird because, like, the pieces, you know, the rooks and the pawns and the kings and whatever.
Bishops.
The bishops, they didn't move like in the diagonal direction like checkers. You know,
they each moved their own way, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So it was, I remember that being weird to me, but I don't remember exactly how
it works. I think
it's
weird that I'm sitting here right now and I never once, not once, have I ever played a chess match ever or even begun to learn it. I know.
Never?
I know it's a problem.
Not even like online?
Never.
Oh my
gosh. You know, a lot of people go through life though with things that they probably learned but never did. 312-233-1019. Right now, what will you admit you really probably should know how to do?
Yeah.
Like if your lawn needed mowing,
mm-hmm.
You couldn't do it because you've never ever gone out to your garage and actually fired up the lawnmower. You don't know how.
Right.
Like you'd look at it and go, all right.
Right.
I can't do it.
Right. I've seen someone do this. Maybe you pull the string somewhere.
Maybe the neighbor kid can come teach me this, but I don't know how to do this. What do you realize, admittedly, you probably should know by now in your life, but you really don't? I should know how to play chess. I don't.
Yeah.
I can start a lawnmower.
Right.
Okay, good.
I can do that. I can't cook.
That's, yeah.
Can't do that.
Right.
But I could probably learn. Nah, probably not.
Maybe you like to just do it passively. Maybe.
Somebody emailed in, they don't know how to empty the vacuum. Do you know how to empty the vacuum?
Yeah. I mean, there are probably different vacuums I wouldn't, but the ones I have, I do.
Okay.
How
about laundry? Somebody emailed in laundry. They probably at this point of their life should know how to do laundry, but they really don't. Like, do laundry the way you're supposed to do laundry.
Like, separate the whites, what kind of hot water, hot, cold.
Yeah, detergents and softeners and, right. And this and that and cycles, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. Yeah, when I used to do it when I was single, so I didn't have to mess with the color situation, I think I just did everything in cold so that the
just to be safe.
Color thing wouldn't happen. That's the only way I know how to do it.
How about the dishwasher? I noticed the other day I opened the dishwasher. There's a lot of buttons on there.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know which buttons to hit, so I just hope it's set to the right thing. True story.
Really?
I just hit start and close it.
Yeah.
Who knows how you're washing your dishes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope it's doing the right thing.
I bet most people are in that same
thing. Some of the lights are on. Some of the lights are off. I just hit start and close it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hope for the best.
Hmm.
I don't know how to do my taxes.
Oh, no way.
No, I don't either. No,
I
would be afraid.
With
even
that.
If I did it and I'm like, okay, done, I would never think I did it correctly.
Right.
Even if I did.
Right. Even the quick tax options you have now available, you download a certain thing.
I don't have faith in myself.
Yeah, I can't do it. 312-233-1019. You probably should know how to do it by now, Steve.
Yeah, I'm a great swimmer, but I never learned how to dive.
I get that.
Yes.
I get that. I can't go in head first.
Yeah, it's scary.
I get that, Steve.
A lot of belly flops.
Yeah.
Can't do it. A lot of belly flops. Yep.
Like, if you're walking out, at the neighborhood pool onto the diving board, you're just going to have to jump in feet first.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
It is very impressive to watch someone, like, delicately dive.
I remember when I made the switch from I can't do it to I can do it. And
really?
Then it's sort of, but it is like just something that clicks and then you
can. I don't
know
why, but like on the boat up in Wisconsin, my son can do this like running launching thing and dive in.
Like a dolphin.
And then he's like, you try it. So I get to the edge of the boat and I just fall in.
Right.
I try to fall head first in, but I can't do it.
There's probably a human instinct against doing anything with your head headed toward the ground or water.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. By now I should know how to do it, but I can't. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know how to set up internet.
I don't know how to do that either. I have to call Comcast.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know how to do it. And stuff on my computer to set it up to get it ready to go, I have to call my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
For sure. Yeah, Mike, I don't know what's going on.
If, like, someone changes, like, the web browser, I'm like, I don't know how to use this.
Yeah,
it's a whole different system.
Can't do that. By now, you should know how to do it, but you don't. Shannon.
Good morning. I cannot sew a button. I have to send all of my sewing items to my mom. I'm 40 years old and have 3 kids.
I can't do that. I'm starting to realize I can't do anything.
Right?
It sounds that
right?
way.
I can't do that either. I have to take it to the neighborhood dry cleaner. Like, I have a shirt now missing 3 buttons.
Oh,
and
no.
I have to take it to her.
I mean, I can do it, but it's not pretty. It's like bulky and a lot of string hanging off.
I can't do it.
Can't either.
I don't even know how. Hi, Keith. You should probably know by now, but you can't.
Change oil on any mechanical device.
Change oil.
Hmm.
Yep.
Agreed.
You know what?
I was in high school, I changed the oil a couple of times.
Really?
I did.
Because
my buddy knew how, but on old cars, it's a lot easier, I think, than on new cars.
I think it's all different, yeah.
Because you just roll under there, there's a little screw, you unscrew it, and everything comes out.
Yeah.
You screw it back in, you fill it back up.
That's
really
about it.
That's it. I don't think, again, it could be, but I don't think it's like that anymore.
I am not sure either, but.
I feel like they empty it out differently.
Like, I feel like I might go in there and I'd unscrew something, the whole engine would drop out.
Probably.
I was having all those issues with my Comcast.
Yeah. Your connectivity has been a problem.
Right. The day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the Comcast guy came over twice. Same guy. Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
He was very helpful. And so we go through the whole process and get it fixed. And then that night it was starting to freak out again. So I read a book.
Yeah, that's right.
I laid in bed rather than, turning on some ridiculous show, like Deadliest Catch or something before I go to sleep. I read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And Violetta, you could have knocked her over with a feather.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
She's like, She couldn't even say it.
Right.
A book?
Book?
Right.
Where do you get those?
Stop it.
I'm like, I don't know. I had one, and so I started reading it. And so, I don't know, for whatever reason, I think she let that spin around in her head for about a week.
Yeah. Okay.
And then recently told me that she has started to try to read a book, too.
Okay.
I don't know if she was inspired by it. I don't know if just... inspired is a bad word. Maybe just reminded that books exist.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I should pick one of those up.
Right.
Yeah.
But then she told me, and tell me if you think this is weird. She told me that what she does when she gets a book is she reads the last page first.
That's most definitely weird.
I just want to see where it's going in a general direction. And most of the time, you can't even tell what the last page means. Because it's gibberish because you haven't read the book yet. You know, you're like, who are these people? Right. What are they doing?
If you can't tell what it means and it doesn't really give away anything and it's mostly gibberish,
yeah,
then why even read it at all?
Because I like the essence of the last page. The it's finished. We'll have some resolution, hopefully.
Let me ask you this then. All right. Let's suppose my other favorite activity of all time, you know, watching true crime stuff like Dateline. Let's suppose you recorded a Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fast forward to the end of Dateline and watch like the last 60 seconds before you watch the entire hour?
No, of course not. That's crazy.
All right, well, that's weird.
No, that's silly.
That's the TV version of reading the last page, though.
I'll tell you, when I read Gone Girl, I did read the last page, which that's like a thriller. You don't know who done it. It's a back and forth. And that one messed me up.
Wouldn't you think it would spoil it? I mean, it did.
That one
ruins
spoiled it to a certain point.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ruins the experience.
No, it doesn't, because you know it's going somewhere, and I like to know where it's going.
Well, that's the whole idea of going along for the ride on the book.
But you still don't know where is it going to turn, what's going
to
happen.
It's like you go, if next summer when Great America opens, you'll go to the roller coaster and go, listen, can I just ride the last 15 feet?
Right.
No
I just
suspense.
Wanna, just let me get on the last 15 feet and see how that finishes, and then I'll start at the beginning.
That's officially weird.
I don't know when I started that, and I probably won't stop.
I try to avoid even accidentally seeing the last couple of pages just to make sure that doesn't happen. Because then you're like, why am I wasting the next 400 pages?
It's not a waste.
So do I.
You know, we know where we're going sometimes and we just want to know.
Okay, so let's suppose you read the last page and it's all gibberish and you've got nothing and you get nothing.
Yeah.
Do you leaf a couple of pages in to find out, you know, who the murderer was, and then go back to the very beginning and read the whole story knowing who the murderer was?
Well, sometimes the last page of a book is only like a baby paragraph, you know, like they ended it. So sometimes I have gone to the second last page so I can see a little bit more context.
This honestly sounds more like a superstition or like a habit or a hang-up or something rather than
I don't know when
strategy.
I started it, but it's fun.
Yeah.
You should try it.
Do you taste the dessert first before you eat the meal?
You're so crazy.
Oh, I'm just saying.
No!
Oh, it's Story Friday time. Wow. All right. Stories that we haven't had a chance to get to until this very moment on Story Friday. You love Story Friday, Violetta?
I love Story Friday. It's a nice wrap-up on the week.
Okay, good. Story Friday, story number one, Dunkin' Whip.
Yeah.
Dunkin' unveils purple sugar plum macchiato for the holidays.
Ooh, weird. I love macchiatos, though. I'm not even sure what a macchiato is other than I love it.
Big glass of deliciousness. That's what it is.
Caramel macchiato. That's my treat drink. Like when I'm like having something special for myself, I get that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Dunkin's purple drink will have bright berry flavors of blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, and plum, as well as notes of vanilla and a sweet sugary finish for the ultimate winter delight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, you can also have espresso and milk in there too.
Well, that's okay. I need that.
If Dunkin' is listening, we're sitting right here waiting to try it.
We like purple.
Where's our salesperson that handles the Dunkin' Donuts account? Where really are any of our salespeople that handle any accounts?
Yeah, so at that. But they're working hard.
Do we have
behind
a sales department?
Working hard.
Left.
Working hard behind the scenes.
They're on vacay.
They're all gone. Millionaire spends $2,860 on Big Macs and fries.
Wait.
Why?
$2,800, a Russian millionaire. Recently spent that. He was vacationing in Europe in the Crimean Peninsula, which, of course, is a storyline in a Mission Impossible, Crimea.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was craving McDonald's, so he flew 720 miles to buy a Big Mac and fries and decided I might get a couple extra. Overall, the trip cost him $2,860.
Oh, well,
you have a craving.
Yeah, no longer hungry.
You like Godfather movies?
Yes.
Well, they might be doing a fourth.
Really?
Paramount Pictures, open to doing a fourth Godfather film. A release statement from the facility said that while there are no imminent plans for another film in the Godfather saga, given the enduring power of its legacy, it remains a possibility if the right story emerges.
Ah, that's one of those movies, no matter what point it's at, you can just turn it on.
You know what? I can tell you, and you're going to be freaked out. I've never seen any of the Godfathers all the way through.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen bits and pieces, but I don't know if I just sat down for the whole thing.
I'll say this. There is a dated quality to them, classic as they are. You have to really listen, really pay attention. There's a lot of, like, whispering or hushed tones.
Right. A lot of Marlon Brando.
Yeah. Starts on this. I believe in America. That's the first line.
The Action Network says the helmet worn by Tom Cruise in Top Gun was auctioned off yesterday for $106,000.
Okay.
Wow.
If you're a movie memorabilia buff, that's there. Taylor Swift fans are convinced that she and Joe Alwyn are engaged.
Engaged?
That's the word.
Mm. What's the tip-off?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's a video.
I don't care.
Great story. Thanks.
I got the headline. That was enough for me.
Okay.
Yep. I don't need to do any more investigating. They'll let me know when something happens.
Yes.
There's a video of people cutting cake with wine glasses, and it's actually brilliant. I was told this is a huge thing on TikTok right now.
Yes, I've seen that. Like a tiramisu, you know?
So they have like a cake whip.
Yeah.
You take a wine glass and you press it down into the cake.
Okay.
It looks
and when
so
you
fancy.
Pull it out, the cake is in the wine glass.
Oh, it's in that shape. I actually seriously for a second thought you meant a broken wine glass and like you're using that as a knife. I'm like, what?
No, but it sounds kind of cool.
You break your wine glass.
Exactly.
And it is making the rounds on TikTok and viral food videos. Something that might be fun to try for your weekend.
Because then it's like the perfect size. It's not too big. Bite size for everyone for the holidays.
It's great. You know what? We'll get to the text topic of the day here in just a second about the fights that you're currently having because George Clooney claims that he and his wife Amal have never had a fight and never fight ever.
Right.
So they can just pipe down.
Yeah.
This guy had a fight and he handled it in the only way he knew how.
Hmm.
He left and he just kept on going.
Okay. Just don't stop.
Man goes for 260-mile walk after argument with wife.
A walk?
He just left and he just kept going.
Mile.
Are you kidding
walk.
Me?
Just kept going.
How bad was that fight?
Well, you know, sometimes, guys, how many of you are nodding going, I get that. I get it.
And she was even more mad when you got back.
In Milan, Italy, he went for a walk after getting into an argument with his wife. The 48-year-old walked 260 miles in order to clear his head. Officer stopped the man because he was breaking curfew in a complete different area of Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just kept going.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Days on end, he kept going.
I'm trying to figure out what's exactly 260 miles from Chicago.
Can you give me an example?
Would it be?
Well, like Iowa City's like 185 or 190.
I think, again, this is a very quick Google search. It looks like St. Louis is 262 miles.
There you go.
Wow.
So if you walk to St.
You're
Louis.
Just like, screw it. You walked out of St. Louis.
That's so bizarre.
Oh, my God.
That's how that goes.
Cincinnati's only 253.
There you go.
You could go extra past
That's
Cincinnati.
Amazing.
You can own the home where Elvis and Priscilla Presley honeymooned. You can buy it now for $2.5 million if you'd like.
Oh, that's it.
Where is it?
The five-bedroom, five-bath Palm Springs home.
Oh.
The couple inhabited for a year following their 1967 Vegas wedding is listed for $2.5 million, and my guess is unbelievably dated.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It probably looks like it did then.
I'm imagining, like, avocado-colored carpets.
For sure.
Yeah.
And finally, on Story Friday. Australian jogger. This ties in nicely with the story yesterday of the wallaroo that was caught in Peru.
That's
a great story.
Yeah.
Australian jogger attacked by kangaroo that may have been attracted by her Sarah Jessica Parker perfume.
Stop it. That's what they determined?
It smells terrific.
Wow, okay.
I'm sure
apparently
it does.
Kangaroo world, it's something really special.
Man, ultimate turn on.
Yeah.
A jogger from Australia was attacked by a kangaroo. Officials believe it may have had something to do with the Sarah Jessica Parker scent she spritzed on before leaving for her morning run. Tracy Noonan claims she often sees kangaroos from afar in her jogs, told radio hosts that this particular kangaroo seemed to take a special interest in her, following her along and even jumping three fences to get closer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
By the time the kangaroo was making its way over the third fence, she knew I got myself some trouble here. While turning to flee, Noonan said she soon felt the kangaroo hit her in the back, causing her to fall to the ground. I put my head back down because I thought, oh my goodness, he's going to claw me to death.
Oh.
Cautiously standing back up and inching away, she distracted the kangaroo long enough to find safety inside a stranger's home.
Wow.
Park rangers have determined after A review of the situation and the animal. It appears that it was attracted to her Sarah Jessica Parker collection perfume.
What an ad.
Crazy.
That I believe was called Failure to Launch. Wasn't that?
That's a movie.
An update of what's trending on Twitter. As we speak, as we sit here right now, ready for a weekend top three. Violetta, you set?
Yes.
At number three.
Len Casper was trending here in the city for us for obvious reasons, but now he's trending across the country.
Oh.
We know the story already, the speculations that MLB play-by-play announcer Len is leaving the Cubs for the Sox, and now that is nationwide news.
Wow, look at that. Nationwide news.
Interesting stuff.
Because it's so big in Chicago, everybody else is picking up on
it. And the Cubs, you know, they're beloved across the
nation.
That's
so true.
I'm checking my text to Len Casper. Still no response.
Surprise. He must not have seen it. Yeah,
especially now that it's national.
Maybe his phone's not working.
Yeah, probably. Because I sent it at 5:44, so.
it's only 4 hours.
I am stunned I haven't heard back. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Hashtag Jay-Z also trending across the country because it's his birthday. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for that. The rapper and husband to Beyonce. Do you want to guess how old he turned?
51.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
I know
what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I'm a professional broadcaster. I'm well informed.
Yes, you are.
Something.
You keep us informed.
I'm something. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, very hard to ignore this one if you haven't seen it, Eric. Candle Day is trending. It is seriously blowing up online as people are obsessed with talking about and getting their hands on the biggest annual sale of three wick candles at Bath & Body Works. You're limited to 18 candles per person, and they are flying off the shelf.
Wow.
It's the biggest sale of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Should stock up on some candles.
Totally should.
What's it called? National Candle Day?
It is Candle Day. Just Candle Day.
I'm in. Text topic of the day that started just about 1 hour ago. It was during our segment of the celebrity I never, the top three celebrities and things they never done. Tom Bergeron says, I'm never going back to Dancing with the Stars. We're like, all right, cool.
That's what they say.
Then Jennifer Lopez says, I have never once in my life used Botox. And we're like, oh, yeah, right. And then George Clooney said, my wife Amal and I have never, ever in our relationship had an argument. We're like, well, you're lying.
Right.
Obviously.
You're lying. You're just lying to us. Because everybody has their disagreements. Their beefs, their arguments, and you shared them with us. We said text yours in to 60123, the argument that you find yourself in the midst of with your significant other right now. Know that I've got a lot of them.
Mm.
Okay, good.
A lot of fighting, a lot of brawling going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of texts.
All right, so you've got to try to pick your favorite, though.
All right. Okay.
Whip, pick yours.
Yep.
Violetta, pick yours. I'll pick mine. Should we need a tiebreaker, Swanee? You're the tiebreaker, okay?
Perfect.
All right, cool. Here we go. Current existing fights, according to your text, to 60123. Number one, whether or not he can sleep in snow pants.
What?
Okay.
Number two, I turned the thermostat up 2 degrees, and I was told that's the reason there's global warming.
Oh.
Number three, my husband leaves dishes soaking in the sink and containers with food in them and his lunchbox for days on end.
Mm.
Number four, I'm currently in an argument with my husband because he rolled his eyes when his grandmother called him.
Oh, that's interesting.
We're fighting about the color of Christmas tree to get. I'm thinking white, and she wants green.
See?
White trees.
This is like a thing this year, right?
Yeah.
We're having a disagreement right now because it's been a while since I've given him any.
Oh.
Because I have a UTI and he doesn't believe me.
That's a crazy thing to lie about.
All right. That's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My husband has a TV that's broken sitting in our dining room, and it's been there for over a month. My boyfriend and I are currently fighting because he farted so badly in the middle of the night, the smell woke me up.
It's like the filling of the room.
The middle name for the birth of our next child. He wants to go with Indiana after Indiana Jones. My husband is mad because I continue to label all the leftovers in the fridge and I make comments on them like, make good choices and don't eat all of it, piggy.
Oh.
That's funny.
My current argument is my wife buys too many bananas and they go rotten and sit on our counter and it drives me crazy.
That happens to me. Mm-hmm.
And finally, we're arguing about if you're allowed to pick your nose with or without a tissue. Without a tissue, just finger up there. Oh, indoors during quarantine seems fine to me.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Boogers.
Arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Families. Couples. Torn apart. Whip.
I kind of like the leaving comments on the leftovers, like not too much piggy.
Not too much piggy?
Yeah.
All right. Violetta.
I just can't imagine it, so I got to go being able to sleep in your snow pants.
Sleep in your snow pants.
It's weird.
I will go with farted so bad in the middle of the night the swell woke me up.
Shocker.
All right, Swanee, it's down to you. Those are your three options. Which one do you like?
I like the sleep in the snow pants.
Sleep in the snow pants it is.
Me and Swanee.
Why in God's name would you sleep in snow pants?
Who knows?
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.